When life gives you lemons, do you make lemonade? Or do you start a group so notorious it has become the byword of organized crime all over the world?
Murder, drug trafficking, extortion, and money laundering.
In Italy, they know how to answer this.
Police say they've arrested the head of the Sicilian Mafia.
Everyone knows of the Mafia.
The Sicilian Mafia stepped up their bombing and murder campaign.
But its origins are shrouded in mystery.
When they say they do not exist anymore, it is not true. They've changed their face.
This is a story about these origins, of the perfect storm of circumstance. A story about inventions that saved numerous lives, but have huge, unforeseen consequences.
There's no alternative given what happened 30 years ago when Sicilian prosecutors were blown up.
And honestly, this is a story why I love history. When you think of the Mafia, you probably have images in your mind of macho males in pretty suits and poor pronunciation.
Is this how you turn down a Hollywood Pinocchio that cries like a woman?
The reality is more like middle-aged men hiding in obscure towns.
3,000 officers storming suspects' houses, finding hiding places like this.
Italian mob boss on the run was hiding in plain sight as a pizza chef.
The term mafia has become a byword for organized crime all over the world. But there's one original group, the Sicilian Mafia. And they don't call themselves mafia at all.
They call themselves Cosa Nostra, our thing.
Don't get me wrong, there is not one mafia with one leader. It's more like a group of different clans loosely working together under one brand. They are united by one thing, a code of silence, the omerta. The Mafia got big by providing a protection service to businesses that needed it, and helping convince those that thought they could do without. They infiltrate local communities, buy politicians, lawyers, and civil servants. The Mafia has been described as a sworn secret society that pursues power and money by cultivating the art of killing people and getting away with it. In the past, the Mafia was killing a lot of people.
The first explosion, a huge car bomb near the cathedral in central Milan, killed 5 people, including 3 firemen.
But Italy is very safe nowadays. It has fewer homicides per capita than Norway. That doesn't mean organized crime is gone. One mafia, the Calabrian 'Ndrangheta, now control about 80% of Europe's drug trade, and they're active in 40 countries.
The Cosa Nostra is also still active.
They're, for instance, helping the European Union distribute funds wisely. But when it comes to the Mafia, there's one big glaring question. Where did they come from? This is a graph of the emergence of the Mafia in Sicily. It comes from a great article that you can find in the description. These authors look at a bunch of different explanations for the rise of the Mafia, and they provide solid evidence to pinpoint one moment in history that had huge knock-on effects. It's the kind of history that made me want to start this channel in the first place.
I recently got a Beamer, which is great for taking some time to unwind. The thing is, not everyone has the same viewing habits as I do. Kind of annoying, but whatever. So sometimes I need to watch something else. And this is where today's sponsor, CuriosityStream, comes in. CuriosityStream is an online service where you can find tons of documentaries and films you can't find anywhere else. There's a ton of different stuff, from science, geography, culture, and obviously history. I've been rewatching Crash Course History, which is very well researched and is something you can use to study for your exams. There's also stuff like The Rise of the Mossad, which in this time is, well, interesting. Or you can watch this series about how climate change has influenced history. There's new fresh content on there every week, so there's always something you can watch. And because they have basically all the apps, it doesn't really matter where you watch, in the toilets or in the living room. And the best thing is, their plans start below $5. So if this is something you're interested in, I have a deal for you. You can go to the link in the description, or if you're not watching on your phone, this QR thingy, and then you get a 25% discount on an annual plan. So thank you, CuriosityStream, for sponsoring this video, and let's get back to this lemony video.
Here we have a map that shows the biggest mafia locations in Sicily in around 1900. A lot of these places are found in the west of the island. Here you have the city of Corleone. These locations are important because they overlap with the production of one new hot commodity. In the early 1800s, the market for lemons was booming. The international demand skyrocketed, There was one island that had the perfect conditions to grow lemons. An island with mild winters and fertile soil, created by the presence of an active volcano. And that island was Sicily. Sicily's geographical situation gave them an edge in the lemon market. And when they started producing lemons, they just wouldn't stop. Just look at the amount of cases of lemon they exported to New York. In 1840, this was 400,000. By the 1880s, it had gone up to 2.5 million cases each year. And these producers made a lot of money. Because citrus fruits were 60 times more profitable than other crops on the island. Now, having a lot of resources that the world wants doesn't always mean happy days for the people living in that country. Citizens from Congo and Venezuela will be able to tell you that. And on Sicily, this demand for lemons led to the establishment of one of the most notorious crime groups in history. So how did this happen? When it comes to lemons, the stakes are high. They're both very hard to produce and also quite easy to steal. To make lemons, you need time and money. You need to clear the land, invest in infrastructure and irrigation, and then you wait for 8 years for the trees to start producing fruit. And when they finally come to fruition, it's quite easy to steal them. You just come in one night and pick a few hundred lemons. You can't really do that with weeds or olives. So lemon producers start building walls to keep thieves out. But it's just not enough to stop them. Can they go to the government? Is there a police they can talk to? Here we hit the second problem. Sicily has this huge strategic location in the middle of the Mediterranean. And that means in history it has almost continuously been dominated by foreign powers. Be it the Romans, Arabs, Normans, Spanish, or the French. Often these foreign powers didn't really care about the people living on Sicily. And over time, local landlords gained a lot of power in a feudal system. To keep order, these landlords hired local militia to maintain the law, protecting their estates from groups of brigands roaming the country. But when in the early 1800s the feudal system was abolished, this fractured big estates in many smaller ones. And this happened again when the state sold a lot of land owned by the state and the crown. And now you have all these small land holdings all needing protection from brigands. And the state is not going to provide it. So there's actually a need for protection services. The origin of the mafia is not murderous criminal acts, but of people providing a service that the government wouldn't. So where do the most mafia organizations evolve? You guessed it, around lemon plantations. That leaves us with one question, and to me, the best part of the story. Where did this sudden international demand come from? To understand that, we have to look at the deadliest condition a sailor faced. A disease that created more deaths at sea than storms, shipwrecks, combat, and all other disease combined. When Europeans decided they wanted to see more of the world, they quickly ran into a problem. They had to be on the ships a whole lot longer. And longer on sea means less fresh supplies. In 1744, Commodore George Anson was sent on a mission by the Royal Navy to annoy and distress Spaniards on the South American coast. Anson set out with 9 ships housing 1,955 men. He returned nearly 4 years later with 1 ship and only 145 crew members. Was it because of fighting with the Spanish? Not so much. 1,300 men had died because they lacked one essential nutrient. So what was up with these sailors? They were missing one essential nutrient, vitamin C. A lack of this causes the disease of scurvy, which didn't make life on board very fun. Just listen to this account from a surgeon in the 1500s. "It's rotted all my gums, which gave out a black and putrid blood. My thighs and lower legs were black and gangrenous, and I was forced to use my knife each day to cut into the flesh in order to release this black and foul blood." With all this havoc scurvy is causing, you can understand people are really keen on finding a cure. And they did. Many times. From ancient China to Captain Cook forcing his men to eat sauerkraut. They just also forgot. So in the 1700s, still about half of the sailors were expected to die from a long sea voyage. Until there was one man that actually did a controlled trial that included lemons. James Lind discovered that it cured scurvy. Did this change everything? Well, not really. He put out a 400-page book and talked about 5 paragraphs about his lemon experiment. Because he actually believed scurvy was a problem of blocked sweat glands. Way to go, Lind. So it's actually another dude that then convinces the Royal Navy to give sailors lemons, almost 50 years later. But this is just in time for the blockade of Europe during the French Revolutionary Wars. Soldiers were away from fresh supplies for months, and having some lemons on hand made this possible. Now, I say some lemons. Having to supply the entire British Navy is an enormous task. The Royal Navy used about 1.6 million gallons of lemon juice over a period of 20 years, which in normal measurement is about 6,056,658 liters. That is around 2.4 Olympic swimming pools. But that actually doesn't sound like a lot, right? How many lemons go in 2.4 Olympic swimming pools? Considering lemon is about 30 to 45 millimeter, taking the low end because lemons are probably less big back then, we get a total of 2 spoons for the annual growth cycle of around 5 cups of marbles. What is the velocity of the meaning of life? You need 173,047,371 lemons. Okay, that actually feels like a much bigger number. If this video has taught me anything, I guess Olympic swimming pools are big, like very big. So the British are now heavily invested in a market for lemons. It's a bit like the rise of electric cars in our time. Now suddenly everyone is scrambling to get the materials for batteries. The nations and people that have access to these materials, they win out. This story for lemons is like that butterfly effect, how one event in history has knock-on effects that are felt upon this day. One moment that is threaded through time to now. And of course, I know that organized crime doesn't need lemons to spring up. There are different mafias with different stories. And in these places, it's just probably bad institutions. But in Sicily, there is this connection. And that is why I love history. If you are still watching right now, that is awesome. So thanks, and I will see you in the next one.